Hello, I'm Andrew Kaunitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today I'd like to discuss osteoporosis in menopausal women, prevention with hormone therapy, treatment with bisphosphonates. 1/2 of U.S. women will experience an osteoporotic fracture during their lifespan, and as many as 1 in 5 will experience a hip fracture. The good news is that our understanding regarding prevention of osteoporosis as well as treatment aimed at prevention of fractures has advanced substantially in recent years. Since the 2002 publication of initial findings from the Women's Health Initiative, safety concerns have led to dramatic reductions in use of systemic hormone therapy, or HT. Amidst these safety concerns, the important role HT can play in preventing osteoporosis has been downplayed. I counsel my menopausal patients considering starting or continuing HT regarding the clear evidence that HT prevents osteoporosis and that such prevention is listed as an indication in package labeling. HT's role in preventing loss of bone mass is particularly important for higher-risk women, including those with a low BMI, smokers, parental hip fracture, corticosteroid use, inflammatory bowel disease, or rheumatoid arthritis. In women who have outgrown their vasomotor symptoms, very low doses of estrogen prevents loss of bone mass. The ultra-low-dose 0.14 milligram estradiol skin patch has been found to prevent loss of bone mass and can be used without progestational endometrial protection. Moving from prevention of osteoporosis to treatment of this condition, conventional wisdom has suggested that exercise plays a key role in preventing fractures. Unfortunately, available evidence does not confirm that weight-bearing activities prevent fractures. Having said this, regular exercise prevents cardiovascular disease and plays an important role in maintaining an appropriate weight. Furthermore, exercise can improve balance, thereby reducing the risk of falls in older individuals. Pharmacologic treatment is indicated to reduce fracture risk in women with a history of a frailty fracture or when dual energy X-ray absorptiometry either reveals T-scores less than minus 2.5 or loss of bone mass associated with an elevated 10-year fracture risk using the FRACS online risk calculator. Oral bisphosphonates, which are available as generics, represent first-line therapy to prevent fractures in women at elevated risk. However, use of bisphosphonates has been associated with safety concerns, particularly two rare complications, atypical subtrochanteric fractures and osteonecrosis of the jaw, or ONJ. Publicity regarding these adverse events is now preventing many women who would benefit from bisphosphonates from using this class of medications. A recent review published in the New England Journal of Medicine clarifies that bisphosphonates should be considered safe and effective in appropriate candidates. The review referenced a study which estimated that with treatment for up to 5 years in women with osteoporosis, for each atypical fracture or case of ONJ, 100 frailty fractures are prevented. As the authors point out, problems with oral bisphosphonates can be minimized through attention to the following measures. Adherence to dosing instructions minimizes GI irritation. Women with clinically significant esophageal disease, a creatinine clearance less than 35 ml per minute, or low levels of 25-hydroxyvitamin D should avoid bisphosphonates. Finally, temporary drug holidays after 5 years of bisphosphonate use will likely minimize the risk of atypical fractures or ONJ. Treatment should be reinstated within 5 years of stopping. This recommendation does not pertain to women at very high risk for fractures based on clinical history or very low T-scores. Such patients should continue bisphosphonates without a break. Thank you. I'm Andrew Kaunitz.